now to Dan in Hayes, Kansas, listening on 88.1 Divine Mercy Radio. Dan, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi. Hey, good to talk to you guys.
Likewise.
I love what you do. And welcome, Cy. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
My question is, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Gospels, and we recite it in the Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he conceive himself? He's God. Why didn't the Father conceive the Son like you normally would think?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's a significant thing that it was the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
rather than something else. And I wonder if there's any information out there or anything written about that.
Yeah. Well, it's something that we don't have a lot of data about. We have the statement in Luke when Mary asks, how is she going to conceive the Son of God, the angel Gabriel tells her that the power of the Most High will overshadow you and the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and so the child that will be born of you will be holy. So we have that biblical data, but in terms of the interpretation of the data, presumably you're right. There is a significance to this, and it's open to theologians to speculate on what that significance is. One of the things that occurs to me, and, you know, I have a very small mind. I'm just a human being, and so I don't claim to fathom the divine mysteries very deeply. But one of the things that occurs to me is a well-known principle in theology that all three persons of the Trinity cooperate in every act outside of the Trinity that they perform. So it's the Father is the creator of the world, but he created it through the Son and the Holy Spirit. We have different verses of the Bible that indicate that the Son and the Holy Spirit were persons through whom the Father created the world. And it seems to me that this is something similar. This verse in Luke, again, indicates the Trinitarian aspect of the incarnation. The Father, by virtue of being the Father, is the one who from whom the incarnation flows. The Son is the one who becomes incarnate, and the Holy Spirit is the person through whom the Father brings about the incarnation. So the Holy Spirit does God's work in the world by actively causing Mary to become pregnant miraculously. And so you have all three persons of the Trinity cooperating in the act of the incarnation. There's likely to be a lot more depth to this mystery than what I'm able to read out of it. But it seems to me that at a minimum, one of the things that this text is trying to do is communicate to us the Trinitarian aspect of this mystery, just like there are Trinitarian aspects to the other divine mysteries, such as creation and redemption and so forth.
Thank you so much, Dan, for that question.